Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and make sure you try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week three. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week three, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Here's the deal that you can't pass up. You place a dollar bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash $100. How could you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week three, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, it's been a relatively quiet news week after last week when we got the vote to resume play. But this is the first time we've spoken since the release of the schedule. Andy, you and I were on the golf course when this schedule came out, by the way, an absolutely fantastic time. Looking at the schedule, what sticks out to you?
Michigan probably has a gripe. It's all about the crossovers, right? Because you knew, you know, six of your eight games, you knew who you were going to play. So Michigan has a little bit of a gripe getting Wisconsin and Minnesota's crossovers. Penn State, Iowa, and Nebraska, not bad. Nebraska, probably lawsuit chirping, maybe got a little bit of strong arm from the conference. Their crossovers are Michigan and Penn State. And, you know, it just feels like the conference kind of took care of its favorite and potential college football playoff team and wants to make sure it gets a team in by handing Ohio State games against Illinois. And I just remember the Illinois game. Who was the
Nebraska.
Other one? Nebraska.
Bob, taking a look at this schedule, especially what happened in Nebraska, are we conspiracy theorists thinking the Big Ten wanted to stick it to them?
Yeah, I am. I would say I have a couple thoughts. Number one, I think the Big Ten has the National College Playoff in mind with this schedule. I don't think there's any question. Ohio State probably was the loudest in kind of, you know, negative views of how the Big Ten conducted their business from start to finish. But the Big Ten is also cognizant that they are the giant in the conference, and they are the best bet to get to the playoff. So you look at their schedule, and I would say they were treated a little bit with kid gloves. I know that Jim Harbaugh was very vocal. Obviously, Nebraska was very vocal. I don't think the Big Ten really views them as having as significant a chance at getting to A, the Big Ten title game, or B, getting to the playoffs. So you get what you get. I would say the other thing that I noticed was that I don't think it's a coincidence, you guys, that the Ohio State-Penn State game is in week two, because the loser of that game, if it's close, has wiggle room if they can regroup and run the table, assuming Penn State, of course, wins their opener, or even if, you know, even if it's Ohio State, if Penn State beats Ohio State, the loser of that game, if it's close, has a chance to kind of regroup and maybe still hold out a little bit of hope with regard to a one-loss season and maybe sneaking in to the playoff.
That's a good point, Bob. Early loss, traditionally, an early loss, you can get over that. Andy, do you think with the shortened schedule, that's still the case?
Something, it just feels like with the Pac-12 being out and four Power Five conferences and conference championship games, that you gotta run the table and win your conference championship, and that's your team. I mean, could you leave, say, you know, a one loss Big 12 champion out and take a one loss Big 10 or SEC, and, you know, beyond Clemson and the ACC, everything else is a no. That's what your decision's going to have to be. I don't know how you do that in a shortened COVID world. That seems like a tough sell to me. But that's the way, you know, that's the way it's going to have to look, is that you're going to have to leave a conference champion out if you're going to take two teams from another. But there still is wiggle room for that team to stay part of the conversation. Bob is right. The loser in week two gets to remain part of the conversation as long as they continue to take care of their business.
Yeah, Andy, the game has to be close, right? The Ohio State, right, Penn State game has to be close. B, the loser of that game has to run the table, and they also get a favorable matchup to close the season against the second best team in the Big Ten West to impress any committee. And C, the Big 12 champion has not fared very well, I would say,
no,
in the playoff. And I think the committee has probably seen enough of Oklahoma getting flat out run over. So I think that the Big 10, if they feel like that second place Big 10 team, say it's Penn State or maybe even Ohio State, I think has a much better chance this year, whether or not the schedule is big or small. I think we've seen enough of the Big 12 in the playoff.
And so far, the Big 12 has not covered itself in glory. What is it? The Sun Belt is undefeated against them, I think, so far. I know they beat them at least three times. Shifting gears a bit to some of the news from this week, Bob. The announcement for Penn State's COVID testing, they did 830 tests with 20 positives, which translates to 2.4%. Now, remember that this is just it's all the athletes, right, across the different sports, but that 2.4%, it's solidly under that red indicator of team positivity rate of 5%. Are we going to see teams struggling with that, Bob, throughout the conference?
I would expect that there are going to have to be some struggles. We've seen some postponements already. There's a lot of factors at play. It's really about these players and these programs making good choices off the field. But, you know, when you're talking about 18-year-old kids, and like I said, there's campuses obviously where there are students on campus in general. You just don't know. I do think that the way that the testing is set up for Big Ten schools, where I believe they can identify kids who are positive before they are actually spreaders, is significant. But until we get a week or two into the Big Ten season, I don't think we're going to have a great feel for this. But just looking around how college football has started, look at the Houston program. I think they've had four or five openers scheduled and then delayed. I know every situation is different, but it's hard to believe that, you know, 14 Big Ten schools, to expect there to be no problems for eight consecutive weeks. I just don't know you can expect that.
Andy, how helpful is it that the Big Ten has approximately 5 weeks from the announcement that they're going to play till they actually get started, as far as this testing goes? So you have a 5-week sampling of how you are doing and how you are progressing with the testing and where your numbers fall, correct?
Yeah, you get to pick up a little more data and you get to gain a little bit more knowledge of science around you in terms of what everybody else who is already playing, what they are experiencing, you know, postponed games, canceled games, programs, you know, in quote unquote COVID distress because they're above the line and can't function and participate. So you gain a little bit of that. But I mean, the Big Ten had to be supremely confident in leaving themselves no wiggle room going in, which kind of makes sense, but kind of doesn't. Also makes absolutely no sense to me of why you wouldn't leave yourself any wiggle room and start a week earlier. But they must be supremely confident in their program. But Bob's right. It still comes down to personal responsibility inside your team bubble, right? Like inside your team bubble, you know, there's a ton that can be controlled by the university, by the athletic department in terms of the football players. But once you leave your team bubble, it's all about how disciplined and restrictive are you going to be and allow everybody else on your team to be on the same page and remain committed to playing, because it's tough. It's just tough. Look at the NHL players. They've been in the bubble for, you know, since August 1st, right? They're approaching 2 months in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're ticked, they're edgy, they're bored. They said it's difficult now. You know, it was cool in the beginning, the first month, but now the teams are in the finals. They're like, this is getting old, because it's like Groundhog Day, day after day after day. But in order to have athletics, even with no fans, it has to be Groundhog Day, day after day after day.
Well, the conspiracy theorist in me wonders if there aren't a few people who thought by having in the stringent rules and no margin, it's an opportunity to say, I told you so, if things don't work out. All right, one last item. Bob, I saw a first betting line on win totals, and Penn State is listed at 7.5. What do you think of that?
It's an interesting number, and I think history indicates that you probably want to take the under, only because Ohio State is going to be very good, and there's not going to be any fans at the Penn State game to kind of help Penn State. And all you have to do is look at James Franklin's record on the road in Ann Arbor, whether or not he may have had the more talented team. He hasn't beaten Michigan in Ann Arbor. So with a nod to that, I think there's three games on the schedule that Penn State better watch out for, starting with the opener. But I think 7.5 is the right number. I think they're going to get action on both sides. And I'm not so sure that Penn State can beat Michigan in Michigan, but I do think they're the more talented team.
How about you, Andy? You got the over or the under?
No, I'll take the over. But the interesting thing is, as I'm thinking about this, is there a team in the Big Ten that benefits less from not having fans than Penn State? It's a home field advantage is huge for them, so it's going to be a factor.
All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. Ross joins us for Tucker's Tape.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.
Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.